And just like that, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from SHOT Show 2017 in the Sands Convention Center. We're at the Smith & Wesson booth, and the guys from the Audio Tech have just finished hooking us up so the folks in the room can hear us. I've got Mike Foley, president of the USPSA, with me. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So much good news within the USPSA to talk about. I don't even know where to start, but I do know this. We are sending a team to the World Shoot, and that's big news.
We are sending a lot of teams to the World Shoot. In fact, in June, we're sending teams to the Rifle World Shoot in Russia. And in August, we're sending a whole lot more teams to France for the Handgun World Shoot.
You bet.
Really excited about the two IPSC World Shoots this year.
It's a great thing. Jerry was just here a moment ago, Jerry Michalik, and you had mentioned to him, are you ready to go to Russia? And I think he is very excited about that opportunity. So it's a good thing, and I feel like the feedback has got to be good right now.
Absolutely. Our members are actually more active than they've ever been before. We're in an all-time membership high. I got a membership number yesterday. We're 27,205, and roughly 60% of those have had an activity already this year. So, you know, we're really rocking as far as activity goes. And the buzz that comes along with our new divisions and this being a World Shoot year and all of those things are you know, adding to the excitement every day.
It's a great place to be as the premier practical shooting sport in the United States. The USPSA is where to go at whatever level you're at to shoot practical pistol, practical rifle, practical shotgun, and now pistol caliber carbine, which is extremely exciting, especially for me.
Outstanding. You know, I've got to tone that down a little bit. I don't want to look like I'm ramrodding through my own interest, John, but I love pistol caliber carbine. It is my absolute favorite thing going on right now.
Yep. I've got myself a GMR 13 from JP. I'm ready to go. So Optics Nationals, that's the next thing we need to talk about, because that's going to be the big gathering, not only for pistol caliber carbine, but for the open shooters and for the carry optic shooters.
Absolutely. It's two of our hot new divisions with one of our traditional powerhouse divisions. The interesting thing is that all of the guns will have optics on them, so the match can be geared toward red dot optics. It brings in a whole new feel for the industry. Optics companies seeking us out for this triad, you know, it's really a good fit.
It's going to be an interesting challenge, and I'm anxious to see how match directors handle that. How do you make a stage that's suitable for carry optics with the 10-round capacity limitation, also make it challenging for the guys with the open guns, the fastest guns in the USPSA, but then make it something that's also a challenge for a guy with a PCC, because there are some different capabilities within those three platforms.
Outstanding. And I think when we get on the ground, we'll see some nuances there. It'll be interesting to look at which gun performs best on which stage, even.
Yeah. That's going to be at the Universal Shooting Academy in Florida.
In Frostproof, Florida in March.
So who do we imagine is going to get tapped as match director?
The match director for that is Dave Jenkins.
Okay.
Who has done MD duties before, both on his own and in conjunction with us. And I'll be there as long as our normal cast, Shannon Smith and Troy McManus, and we'll all be on the ground making that match happen.
It is an absolutely fantastic world-class facility and perfectly poised to host this match. I'm looking forward to it.
Outstanding. And, you know, the real beauty of having a spring nationals, as a lot of other sports do, is we don't have to worry about that impending hurricane weather that we had last year.
It's a beautiful time of year to go to Florida. Let's talk about the other nationals, the other pairings. What do we get, where do we go from there?
Well, we're having an optics nationals in the spring. I'm currently working on the final steps of being able to announce an irons nationals in the fall.
Okay.
And so that would be for a limited production and limited 10. So two of our powerhouse irons divisions and one of our smaller divisions.
Okay. Not ready to go live with where that might be or when, but we're looking at the fall, and that's going to be the triad that will work there.
Absolutely. After the World Shoot.
Okay, excellent. We've got revolver and single stack. That's going to be in Barrie again.
Absolutely it is, with a slight new twist. the competitors for that match in the tradition that it is have always been 390, 400 people for the single stack and roughly 100 for the Revolver Nationals. The match certainly has a flavor to it. We're looking to bring a little bit more of our run-and-gun flavor to it, and so you're going to look to see some serious stage changes this year, some changes in the walls and the props and some of those things, just kind of a new feel to a traditional match.
We, as many people saw on Shooting USA's coverage this year, were present in Barrie for the Production Nationals, as well as the first ever Carry Optics Nationals, and a number of stages there utilized that new wall system, which is a little different, a little bit of a change for Barrie, but worked very, very well for cameras, and I think still gave the proper level of challenge to the shooters. It wasn't a blind running into a port, but there were some of those situations in some places. It was a good balance, and I think it's working.
Absolutely.
You can see that when you watch Shooting USA's coverage. It helps to be able to see what the guy's shooting at, not just a guy standing at a wall shooting through a port. So we're looking forward also to Multi-Gun Nationals.
Multi-Gun Nationals is going to be at the Pro Gun Club just south of Las Vegas in Boulder City. Pete Rensing returning as the match director and producer in a new venue. It's not a new venue for Pete. He's been running matches there and building infrastructure. Part of our team was on the ground there this week on Monday vetting the range,
sure,
and checking out the facilities, and we're very excited about that, to keep it in this area, but to offer it just a little bit of a new venue.
That's excellent. What do you attribute this growth pattern that we're seeing in the USPSA to? Where is that coming from?
Well, you know, statistics don't tell the entire story, and it's really hard to measure intangibles, John. But I would have to say that a lot of the buzz that's being created by our social media platforms, our media partnerships, fact that we're willing to try some new things, the fact that we're meeting the industry halfway on those new things, those are all things that get us in on what I would consider to be mainstream buzz. Rather than just be a quiet little sport that everybody plays on the weekends and doesn't tell anybody about. So we're getting the word out.
And to an extent, there's a lot of support coming in from the industry because they're seeing the growth. They're seeing people participate, and they're recognizing those people as customers.
We used to go to the industry. Now the industry comes to us. And so it's a really good partnership in that regard, absolutely.
That's a good place to be. So I have always made mention in coverage that your president, Mike Foley, shoots these national-level competitions. You always participate. Is that something that we're going to see continuing?
Absolutely. As long as I'm able and you know, I have to be there anyway. Once the shooting starts, there's not much administration to do, so why not join in the fun? I think it gives perspective to what competitors feel, and we're all competitors. I didn't get here because I was a natural-born president. I got here because I was a practical shooter who saw some room for improvement in our organization. So, absolutely, I'm going to shoot all of the Nationals this year, starting with Multi-Gun and the WSSC and Single Stack in the spring, all the way through the rest of it in the fall.
So that's one we didn't touch on, is the World Speed Shooting Championship. That coverage of the 2016 match is airing on Shooting USA, as a matter of fact, tonight. A fantastic venue, and I believe we'll be returning there again.
We are. Actually, just this morning, the contract was signed between the San Luis Obispo Sportsmen's Association and USPSA to host the 2017 World Speed Shooting Championship at that range. It'll be the second year in a row with that particular venue. The third time to have the match there, and the folks on the ground are super excited. They have a lot of recruitment going on right now for side venues, and to make that event larger. We had a little over 300 guns there last year, and people from all over the world, and we're hoping the spring format for that will also yield more international shooters, because it doesn't compete with the World Shoot in the fall. It's a beautiful part of the country. You and I spent some time there last year, and I know you've been several times. And we're real excited about continuing that tradition. One of the things that concerns us is the legislation that's passed in California. For 2017, as I understand it, all of the California laws will not affect us for competition. They will not affect us coming in from out of state for competition. It's 2018 when those things get a little bit more slippery for us, and so I was hoping to have one really good match there for two reasons. Should it be the last one we ever have there, I want to go out with a bang.
You bet.
And should it not, I want to continue to set the stage and support the folks in California to be able to continue to have handgun competitions. That's super important.
That's an interesting next step in our conversation, because – USPSA's headquarters is in Washington State, and they are currently faced with some ongoing legislation that may begin to dampen what competitive shooters may be able to own and may be able to do, especially there. So USPSA has their finger on the pulse politically, as well as what people are doing and what people want to do in terms of competition.
Absolutely. You know, our job is not only to partner with people before something like that happens, but it's to figure out in the aftermath how we continue. And for us, we know that there's going to be practical shooting. We just have to figure out which loopholes and which places and which pressures to put on to make sure.
I think we did all the points in the numbers. Stay tuned for more from Shot Show 17.